This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. We appreciate you hanging on. Or if you're just tuning in, don't forget you can always get the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, WTMJ.com gets posted there.
Wake up early on a Saturday morning, listen to us live.
Yeah. Or you can watch us. We're on YouTube as well.
We're here. Jason's here.
Jason Fox here from Capital.
All you got to do is get up and turn on your radio, your old, you know, transistor radio, listen to a little bit of static.
Transistor
does that still work
radio.
That way?
It does.
Tell us what you guys all do. Start us off.
So Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing. So all the mechanical issues for your home, right? So if you live in a home, anything electric, heating, cooling, air quality, duct cleaning, plumbing-wise, we can take care of it. So we can fix it, we can maintain it, or we can put a new one in for you.
So one thing that somebody asked last hour was duct cleaning.
Yes.
How often and why?
So according to the EPA, the worst air you're going to breathe anywhere throughout the day is in your own home. And the number one thing you can do to fix that air is cleaning your ductwork, right? Mm-hmm. How often is really a loaded question because it's going to vary from house to house. Yeah. Really depends on how much your windows are open, how many pets you have, how many people are living in your house, things like that. On average, we all lose 1.5 pounds of skin cells per person per year. So that's where do you think those?
Yet I still keep gaining weight. What is going on?
everybody's having breakfast right now. And
so you wonder what you're marinating Cheerios in, right? As you're eating your food, and the 99% of what's in the air you can't see, right? So the best way is to have your ducts inspected, right? Typically, it's 3 to 5 years is what we see for duct cleaning to be needed. But sometimes I've seen 10 years. Sometimes I've seen 2 years.
So I'm getting a Beyondification on my air conditioner on Wednesday this coming week.
Yep.
Thanks to you guys.
Yeah, I haven't done
Will they check that then?
Yeah, they'll check it every time we come out. We're just going to take and do a visual inspection.
Gotcha.
We're NADCA certified. That's what NADCA recommends is a visual inspection every other year. Since we're there, we're just going to check it every year. Just take a quick look. It doesn't take long.
Okay.
And then if we see something, we'll show you, right? And then it's up to you to decide if you want to do it now or you want to wait or if you want to continue to marinate. Now, if you live in your house for a while, that's probably not so bad if you're marinating your own stuff. It's usually when people move into a new home and they're marinating and all the other stuff that's been in there.
So we have 7 chickens. We have 2 dogs. We have 2 grandchildren. We live there. I'm thinking I probably need to get it done.
Are your chickens
we'll
in the house
say.
Or no, outside?
Right. They would come in if we let them.
I was just going to say, what kind of green acres are you running out there?
I'm just saying we're walking in and out of the house a lot from the backyard with the chickens. Yeah. And so that's bringing stuff in, right?
Like, the chickens want to come in, though?
Oh, yeah. If we didn't keep them out, they would be in the house.
Are they ever knocking on the window?
Oh, yeah. They do. They're at the patio door knocking. They try flying in the window once in a while, and it's crazy. These chickens want attention. Nuts. Anyway, yes. To get to the point, so every 3 to 5 years, depending, you're
every
saying.
3 to 5 years, yeah. It looks like we'll look at it and see what's going on. Obviously, your returns typically will pick up more dirt and debris than the supplies, but you know, if your ductwork is balanced well and things like that, you'll see a lot less debris in there as well. So it's really matters of how well the system's breathing, what's moving around, right? If it's restricted and you're forcing air through there more, you're going to suck a lot more dirt and debris just through the entire system. And we'll see all that when we're doing the beautification. We'll come out and take a look.
Is breathing.
Change your filter.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I say that every show.
Because you don't want to breathe through a dirty filter.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that we're moving into air conditioning season, right? So that's when, you know, it's important during heating season, but cooling season especially is when your system needs the amount of air because you're doing a refrigeration process that's dependent on air.
Yeah.
And if you're not moving enough of it, it'll happen as it can freeze up the coil and then you start to do damage to the entire system, right? Dirty filters, more and more dirt, less and less air movement, and then you have more problems.
Right, and I really haven't started running air conditioners regularly yet on my inspections. On warmer days I have, but if it's been, like we just had a week of frost advisories over at night, so it's cool. If the condenser's on the north side of the house, it hasn't gotten any sun, it's still pretty cold, so I'm not running them. But I'm being very attentive. of if they have a cover on the top of that condenser that you need to take that cover off before you start it up.
Yes, yes, please. It's at this time of year, there shouldn't be any really much about debris. Okay. Some trees are still dropping new stuff, but yeah. It's good to get that off, get the power turned on.
Yeah, you'll suffocate it.
Yeah, get all the, if you haven't cut back the bushes and things, give it 3 feet of clearance all the way around so that can breathe as well. Mm-hmm. So you're ready to go, turn it on, just see if you notice any noise that's different. Is the fan spinning, just some basics.
Or become a Capital Cares member of Merle's League of Home Defenders, and then you guys do all that for me. I don't even think about it.
We'll just come out and take care of it.
And say, hey, we're coming to give you your beyondification.
I got the calls. I haven't responded yet.
Then I quick run out and get a filter so that it looks clean when you come out, because I don't want to be the guy that has the dirty filter when you guys come out. Well, or you guys would change it for me if I had it ready to go.
Yeah, if you have it there, we'll absolutely swap it out for you. No problem. Take a look at it.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. If you have questions for Jason from Capital, you can check them out at callcapitalcares.com. The Fix It Show is on, and we thank you for listening.
David Nason and Dayton Kay. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Bam, 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 bam. Ever since we've been getting some different music since we can't play actual music on the show because we're too popular on YouTube.
You guys are YouTube sensations.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. People are watching on YouTube. So, all right.
How many? Like three? Four?
No. So I guess we're up to like 100, 150 on the reruns. After it's posted, people are watching and checking out the show.
And they also post us on Facebook.
So if you want to see what we look like, there you can do it on YouTube. Jason Fox with us from Capital. 855-616-1620.
Do you do like autograph signings and stuff, or what's that cost?
When you hand out your book, you don't do an autograph on the book.
I still hand out one of Tom Faze's How to Operate Your Home books. I still have a couple cases of those, and a couple times people have asked me to autograph them. Okay. I was like, well, I didn't write the book. I'm just giving it.
Just autograph Tom's name. No.
I have four copies that Tom signed for me. Did I get some for you, I thought?
I have one, yep.
Yeah, that I got signed for you. Yeah. So. Tom's still doing
it. I started doing the show when Tom was still on. I have a copy from him as well.
Yeah. They're going out of print.
They're going out of print?
Yes. So now it's going to be a collector's item.
Yes.
Don't lose that book.
We're all getting old.
And printing costs are expensive. That's basically
okay.
Yeah, he's got a digital version.
We do have a text that says, I have occasional whistling coming through the air ducts when the heat is on. It's occasional, not coming from the furnace. Impossible to locate. Tried adjusting the fan speed. No luck. Will duct sealing take care of this issue?
Maybe.
What would be causing the issue?
So
it's always a maybe or it depends, right?
Well, here's the thing is what, without knowing the static pressure of the system, which is really how the system's breathing, right? I can't answer that question, because if the static pressure is really high, well, then that's actually a ductwork issue and you don't have enough of it, right? And it's sucking air in from places it probably shouldn't, and that's creating the whistling of it.
Okay.
Right? So adjusting your fan speed may not matter, because if you need 10 gallons of air and you're only getting 6, it doesn't matter what you adjust the fan speed, you're not going to get enough air through there, and it's going to create that problem. So if you seal that ductwork when it's like that, it's actually going to make it worse, right? Because now it's starving for air. It's running super hard because it's like it can't breathe. It's like running a marathon with a cocktail straw in your mouth. Yeah. So if you take the static pressure, which it should be 0.1 on the return, 0.1 on the supply, 0.2 for the coil, and 0.1 for the filter, which is a total of 0.5, I know that's a lot of math. Mm-hmm. And if everything's running that way, well, then sealing would take care of that, right? And sealing is actually one of the most beneficial things you can do for a forced air system, because on average, they lose about 40% of the air that they produce. So 40% of the air you're heating, cooling, whatever you're doing, is never making it to out the register. It's getting lost in basements, walls, attics, everywhere else.
Cavities,
So it's a very good thing you can do for home for efficiency. But you have to make sure that the system is running the right way before you do that. So if you call us for beyondification, we'll come out and take a look at all that for free as part of the beyondification.
Yeah, I had an inspection a few weeks ago, and I'm a zone system in the house, single furnace, a system on one side of the house, a zone on the other side of the house, and a zone for a finished lower level. And I turned the thermostat up on one side of the house just to get the furnace running and everything. And I went downstairs and it was making a loud noise like that. And I'm in the finished area and everything. I noticed the thermostat was off in the basement. I turned that thermostat on so that would call for heat. As soon as you could literally hear the damper open and the sound disappeared.
Well, so because here's the problem. Most zone systems are not put in right. The bypasses are either non-existent or not set up right. So there's a whole, like, you know, we see this constantly, or homes that they just are, you know, they finish the basement and all that stuff and they put a zone system in, but they never made sure all the dampers are screwed open permanently.
Yeah.
And then they shut and then everything's drywalled in, which you're supposed to have access panels to all that stuff. And that never is, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, zone systems are fantastic, but a lot of times, it's just like anything else, they have to be done the right way. And you got to be able to bypass a certain amount of air, and really should have multi-stage equipment if you're doing a zone system, because you want to be able to use the equipment to kind of help with some of the stuff. And you have to balance it slightly. So, like everything, there's a lot always going on.
There's a lot of science, and when you get them up for beyondification after they're done, they have the iPad, and if you're a geek about this stuff, or a nerd, whatever is the right term, you're gonna love it. If you're me, you're gonna be like, okay, I'm glad you know what you're doing, because that's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we bring a ton of technology in the house, and we bring multiple sets of eyes in the house, you know, through what the technician's doing. So we're trying to, you know, make sure everyone has a good experience and that we're delivering what it's supposed to deliver, right? So when we come and look at a system, whether we're installing, maintaining, doing anything, we want to make sure the system is running per what the manufacturer says it should, so that it lasts you a long time, so you don't have to buy a new one, right? Unfortunately, a lot of times you come into homes and they were never set up properly, never set the gas pressure, the blower speeds, all these different things. And then all of a sudden there could be an issue or something. And then that's where, when people have excessive repairs or excessive utilities, it's typically not the equipment is the problem. It's typically the surrounding system is not functioning properly.
All right. Call CapitalCares.com is a website, Capital with an A. Call CapitalCares.com. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Cloudy, breezy chance of scattered afternoon showers today, but a high of 68. It's going to be a nice day for the most part.
Yes.
Those scattered showers, you may not even see them, so get out and enjoy it. Dayton Kay and David Nason here with Jason from Capital. Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, Plumbing, they do it all. If it's a mechanical thing inside your house, unless you have a mechanical bull, would you fix somebody's mechanical bull with
them? Well, you know, we're willing to give it a shot at this point.
It's got electric run into it, right?
Yeah, we could try.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. We've got a few texts here. Appreciate you sharing the info for Capital. Could high static pressure also cause a gas-powered furnace to moan as it's ending a cycle?
Hopefully it's natural gas.
Possibly. It could be a bad motor going down too, right? I mean, it could be a couple of things, but it's possible. A lot of times you'll hear more of a ductwork pop on high static, but you can get some weird noises from it, right? Because remember, it's starving for air, right?
Sure.
So
another one says, good morning. I live in a condo. Each unit has its own HVAC system. Can duct cleaning still occur if the ducts are made of a more flexible material?
Yes. Depending on the age of that flexible material, the older paper-backed flexible material, we don't clean because it'll just tear it up.
It'll shred it, yeah.
Yeah, but we have a different machine than our trucks. Like, our trucks are, you know, 10,000 CFM and 200 PSI. You can't clean that flexible with that. We have a different system, which is called a rotor brush, which has a soft bristle brush that we can get through there and clean everything.
Okay, one more. What about homes that have hot water heat and have an air conditioner handler in the attic and air is piped two rooms through 3 to 4 inch tubes? Do those need to be duct cleaned?
You can't. We don't have anything small enough to actually clean those. So, because the way that they're designed, so that we can't unfortunately do.
Yeah, high velocity systems. Okay. Usually, a Unico.
Unico system? Space Pack. Yeah. And there's one other one, Hy-V. Those are the three main ones. Right. In the thing, Unico is pretty dominant in our market. But you'll see some of the other ones occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Still made. I mean, they're all still made and things. We swap them out all the time.
Great questions. Keep them coming. 855-616-1620. Where do you guys all service?
All of southeastern Wisconsin. So kind of almost the whole listening area here. So basically within 30 miles of our location is kind of our thing. But we go all the way down to the border in Illinois, and we go up to like the Grafton, West Bend area, and then out west to Oconomowoc.
So. How far east?
Oconomowoc's kind of like our cutoff,
east?
Typically.
How far east?
How far east? It's to the lake.
Smart
Alec. I got him, right?
You got me, yeah.
Yeah, right?
As far east as we can go, to the beach.
On wheels, yes. Right.
So when you're doing all this thing, you have dedicated staff for each division, right?
Yes.
Your electrician's not also my plumber?
Nope, we have plumbers, we have electricians, we have dedicated just duct cleaners. That's all they do is duct clean. We have dedicated HVAC on the installation, the service side. We have dedicated electricians, so we've, you know, our call centers. We have, you know, 77 people, so everyone kind of has their bucket that they live in, and it's been successful that way.
So when I remember growing up as a kid, I've never ever heard of duct cleaning. Is that something new, like in the last 20 years, or
no? It's been around a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember my dad ever getting a duct cleaner in to clean the ducts in our house.
Right. And when do you do this service work?
24/7, 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep. Oh, interesting. So if I reach out though, and I want a consultant to come out,
yes,
to look at things, what's the turnaround on that?
Typically, we can get to you within a day or two. Okay. You know, depends on the day. Some days we're full, but almost every we can get usually with people 24 to 48 hours. We can get out to your house if you need a new equipment, or if you just want to go on our website, call capitalcares.com. You can price out your own new air conditioner furnace right on our website, or a water heater as well. Or you can order furnace filters. You can get a beautification. You can do all kinds of great stuff there.
Perfect Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Here you go, Mom. A furnace filter for you.
Wow.
Hope you enjoy it. I'll even change it out for you, Mom. Wow.
I can see how your house is going to be. Let me know how that works.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know next week how that goes.
And happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful, wonderful moms out there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now absolutely. Show me up. I see. No, seriously. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all of you moms who do everything for us. That's why we're here, right?
Right.
Wouldn't be here without mom. Yeah.
Exactly.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Need to fix something in your house? This is a show to listen to, and we appreciate you having us on. Don't forget you can get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and at WTMJ.com as well. Gets posted there. Jason Fox from Capital on with us this hour. We've talked a lot about a little bit of everything, but let's get into plumbing a little bit more. Yeah. So does plumbing need to be maintained, or does it, once it's in, it's good? Like, how does it work?
Old plumbing does.
Yeah. I mean, so typically, you know, we do a plumbing inspection for free on if you're a Merrill's League home defender, right? Maintained is there's some things you should maintain, like your valves. You want to try and once a year, maybe at least exercise them, because what happens if you don't touch them for a long period of time, then they won't shut off. And, you know, when you have an emergency, that's when you need them.
Yeah. If you have the old like gate valves where it's a round handle and everything. I was told a long time ago that when you turn it off, like, so if let's say it's a shutoff valve for your outside faucet, when you turn it off, but then back it off just a little bit.
Yeah. You don't want to lock it.
Yeah. Cause if you lock it, but then it freezes up, you don't have anywhere to go. It's kind of like getting stuck in the snow and you go reverse and back, you kind of working your way out. If that faucet's all the way locked, it can't go anywhere. You want to back it off so that you can actually turn it in both directions a little bit.
So I actually had the water company. I don't know. What's the water company?
New Berlin Utility?
Yeah, I guess.
Water Utility?
Yeah, they came in and put a new gauge in my house that they can just scan, you know.
For reading your water meter, yep.
But I have the old turn like you're talking about, and I'm like, I don't think I've touched that thing since I've moved in here.
They're usually okay. Even when you turn them off, they leak when you turn them back on.
Yep.
When you open it back.
So I'm like, if that doesn't work when you turn it back, do you fix it? They're like, no. I'm like,
that,
oh no.
Yeah, that's yours. That becomes your that's your deal faucet.
So it luckily worked. It worked. Yeah.
So we'll exercise those and things. So like a lot of times when we come in a house to do anything, the first thing we want to do is look at that, right? Because let's say we're working on your system and something breaks. Well, how do we shut the water off, right? Yeah. Because sometimes people have a lot of stuff in their home, or they don't, you know, they've drywalled in or boxed in where the valves are and things. So that's usually one of our first stops when we get into home, no matter what we're doing, is how do we shut the water off?
That's a good idea.
Do plumbing contractors have the key to turn it off at the curb stop?
No. You got to call the city for it. We're not supposed to touch it technically because that's the city's thing.
Because it's like an 8-foot long thing they stick down in there because it's way down underground.
Yeah. And a lot of times if they haven't been shut off a long time, they can be filled with debris or, I mean, there's like some issues there.
So what happens then if you do... If it does break, you can't turn it off at the main valve.
Well, so like
call your insurance company.
Yeah, somebody's insurance, right? So, a lot of times we can get them to be a slow leak or something like that, where we could do something where we could have time, right? You know, it's usually not going to snap off and cause a giant flood. Gotcha. But the biggest thing is we want to know what kind of shape it is in, and if they're real bad, we know like, hey, we're not going to touch this. We might say, hey, look, let's address this first. Let's call the city, have them shut it off. We'll get these fixed so that we know we have a condition where, you know, because water is the biggest damage, even in fires, is the biggest damage to homes, right? Water is a huge thing. In fact, there's a big thing that insurance companies may start giving people the they make devices now you can put on your water coming in your home that if it senses a massive, like when something's leaking, it'll actually shut itself off.
Yeah. And it can notify you if you have a leak.
Exactly.
And this is exactly why, and I get asked all the time, home inspectors do not test that shutoff valve. We just will not touch it.
Yeah, well, it's smart.
Because you touch it and you try to turn it off, you turn it off and then you turn it back on and it starts leaking. Now I have to call a plumber.
City, it sounds like, if it's the main.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But mostly, first a plumber.
And that's why we want to know, is that going to work, right? Because, you know, stuff happens. I mean, your pipes can look fine. All of a sudden you touch a pipe and something just will bust apart. I mean, we've had it, we were fixing one actually just yesterday. We had the water off, but we were replacing some valves for some hose faucets. And when he touched the pipe, it actually split the whole T, right? Just came apart in his hand, right? So now had we not had the water off or something, that would have been.
What kind of pipe?
Copper pipe. It was a solder joint that broke.
Really?
Yeah. And it had been in for, 40 years, right? But it just was enough. There's just him cutting the valve out was enough for it to crack and then pull apart. So you just, after doing this long enough, you just know, right? Like, let's check these things. Same thing with your shutoffs at your sinks and your toilets and things. We always check those. So those are your big ones. Typically you're going to see in a home, some pumps, something we always want to check those, make sure they're actually still pumping at the velocity that they should, right? Just because some pumps running doesn't mean it's actually moving the right amount of water.
I've made that comment before, like, you can test it. If you don't have any water in your crock, you either lift the float or depending on how the plug sets, you can bypass the float and plug it in. And if it's just making noise, I can make noise too. And I don't pump water, but you got to pour water in the crock. And make it work and make it pump water. That's how you know it's working.
Exactly. So those are the big ones, that we're checking. If you're ambitious, flushing your water heater is a really good idea, to make sure you keep that sediment out of the bottom. But something you want to start with, early on to make sure that it's good. That could also lead to other water qualities. We're going to also test everyone's water. So even if you have a water softener, we're going to bypass it. We're going to test it. Is it set up properly? Right? Just because you have a water softener doesn't mean that it's actually... doing the right amount.
You install water softeners and filter systems and stuff.
Iron curtains, water softeners, water purity, all the, RO systems, whole home RO systems. We can put those in as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of options depending on what you're trying to solve. And so when we come through our plumbing inspections, we're going to look at all this stuff for free. We're going to test it, do all this stuff. We'll show you what it is. Make sure that everything's working good and then you should be good. The other thing is the drains. Typically don't need maintenance, but if they're slowing down things, a lot of times kitchen sink drains are the ones where they get gummed up, or your bathtubs and things. Yeah. So if we can't get them through a regular thing, we can do what we call a hydro scrub, where we're actually going to scrub it back to its original state with some high pressure water and things like that.
So you get that plumbing inspection as part of Merle's League of Home Defenders. What's that?
So Merle's League of Home Defenders is a whole home protection plan. It's $48 to join and it's $24 a month. It covers your electric, your plumbing, and your HVAC, right? So what it is electrical, you get a free electrical inspection. Plumbing, you get a free plumbing inspection and one free drain cleaning a year. HVAC, you get two beyondifications to use. And then you get $400 worth of capital cash you can use towards our IAQ equipment. You can use it towards a new piece of HVAC equipment, or you can use it towards indoor water quality equipment, right? So you can use it towards any of those. And you get 10% off duct cleaning. And you never pay a service call fee. So no matter when you need service, if it's Christmas or if it's Wednesday, it's free to come out, even in the middle of the night.
Good stuff. CallCapitalCares.com is the website. Jason Fox on with us for a couple more segments. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions, it is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, Jason Fox with you this morning from Capital, 61 in Milwaukee. We're going to see a high of 68, cloudy, breezy, chance of scattered afternoon showers. Thanks for having us on. We have some more texts to get to at 855-616-1620. Sometimes when I drain my water heater, water will come out. Next time, nothing. That's not a question, but I'm guessing they're asking, why does that happen?
Well, it's probably full of sediment and it's blocking the drain.
Would you recommend trying to force some back pressure and maybe clear the valve?
For a homeowner, no. you know, I mean, we would come and do something like that, but unless you know what you're doing, I mean, I would not mess with it, right? I mean, it could be, you know, you'd be blowing relief valves. You could be doing a lot of different, you know what I mean?
And that's the reason why, like you just said, it's a good idea to drain your water heater, but you need to start 6 months, you know, into it. Brand new water heater,
do it every year.
But if it's been a couple years, forget it.
I mean, we'll come out and do them when they're older, right? But it's just you know, you got somebody that's experienced, knows what the mechanics of it all look like, and not every water heater is the same, and what type of valve is on there, and things like that. So, you know, we'll come out and flush water heaters for people. But you know, if you can do it yourself, I would start early, right? Because mm-hmm. then your chances are
early
and often, yeah.
Vote early and often.
There's some people we've had callers who do it like every month, right? Yeah. We've called in.
I have seen there's a sticker on the water heater and the dates that it's been drained. I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
That's impressive, right? I wish I could stay on top of the maintenance in my own home that way.
Nobody does that.
Next one says, does Capital work on water supply and sewer pipes from home to the sidewalk?
Yes, we do. We do both the incoming and outgoing.
Yeah.
So that's where we're looking at what? Tree roots getting in the way or what?
Yeah, water service, if you have a lead service or, you know, older ones and they're leaking, things like that. It's typically, you know, or you're converting from a well to city water, that kind of stuff. Sewer is, it could be tree roots, could be a belly in the pipe, could be a busted pipe. I mean, it's, you name it, there's all kinds of issues with sewers. So it really depends on what's going on, what's causing the problems. So like everything else, you start with a, you know, initial inspection and see what the problem is. And then from there, we can figure out different ways to address it.
What about the pipe from the house to a septic tank?
Yeah, we'll work on those too.
You don't do the tank and the septic system and everything, but that pipe in between you could.
Yeah, and those are usually pretty short. You know, a lot of times those are just a clog, a hung sewer typically.
And they're not as deep in the ground.
Yeah, usually they're much higher.
Yeah, four feet or so in the ground, not 8 or 10.
But even in your house too, like, you know, if you have problems under the floor, things like that, you know, but it all starts with like looking at and identifying what the problem is and then coming up with the right plan of attack. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times interior stuff for your home, we can actually get the insurance company. A lot of people have insurance coverage for access, but not replacement. So we can actually work with the insurance company for them to pay for the busting of the concrete and putting the floor back and things. So it saves you money, right? It's a longer process. A lot of companies don't want to mess with that, but we do that for people because we know that that'll save them money in the long run.
And you know all this plumbing because you were originally a plumbing contractor, right? Way back when?
I was a plumber. Yeah, I started in 1995. Yeah,
as a plumber.
Went through a full plumbing apprenticeship and all that stuff. And we just added it, you know, now 2 years ago at Capital. But so I have a lot of history in there.
You're not just making this up. You actually know what you're talking about.
I've been in those ditches and done all that stuff. Yeah.
We have one final segment, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Jason Fox, you can check them out at callcapitalcares.com. It is The Fix-It Show.
Like a user's manual on the radio, it's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. This hour, we've been talking with Jason Fox from Capital, and you guys always give away some Merle's League of Home Defender memberships.
Yeah, you know, we should do that. So we talked about Merle's League. You know, it's a whole home protection plan. It covers your HVAC, your electrical, your plumbing. We give you discounts on duct cleaning. You get discounts on repairs. You get $400 worth of capital cash you can use towards indoor air quality equipment, new HVAC equipment, or water treatment equipment. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little text-in thing here. You're going to text in the word club, C-L-U-B, to 414-214-0184. That's 414-214-0184. And we're going to give you a free membership, and that starts today. You can schedule your beyondifications and get you all set up, or maybe you need plumbing or electric right away. We'll get that taken care of for you.
So let's talk about that beyondification, because you guys are coming to my house Wednesday to do the AC for the spring. What's all included? Like, what do you guys do? What are you looking at?
First thing we're going to do is make sure there's no tables on the drain lines.
Oh, my gosh. He had to get that in. We almost made it all show. Oh,
the whole
that
show happening. Almost. So we're going to look through the entire AC system, which includes the indoor and the outdoor portions, right? So we're going to go through, we're going to clean everything. We'll take it all apart. We're going to make sure the outdoors are completely clean, check all the connections electrically, check all the readings that we should have. We'll check the static pressure of the system, and then We do not power wash anything.
So I asked if you power wash the coils, yes.
Because that's a good way to ruin them, but we will clean them, and we will use water in a solution that will get everything out of there. We'll make sure they're...
comb them out a little bit, too, if they get bent over.
Oh, yeah. We'll take a look through all that stuff. We take all the sides and the top off when we clean them, right? So we take it all apart to make sure we get a thorough, deep cleaning through the entire system. We'll check all the refrigerant levels, so it'll be ready to go for the season.
Is there a certain pitch that you have to fix if the foundation starts getting a little crooked?
Yeah, like
how far off can that get before it's a problem?
You know, that's I've heard all kinds of different things. You want them to be level because there's oil in the compressor and you want it to kind of work in the right way. So typically if they start to get out of level early, we just kind of, we can shim them while we're there, right? With some, you know, depending what we're using for materials there, rocks and different stuff. Mm-hmm. But when they get real bad, you want to correct them.
Well, the other issue is that it's a hard copper pipe connection there that could actually crack a pipe there, maybe.
They're welded together nowadays, but yes, you don't want it to kink or anything like that, or just be that holding it up. I've seen that.
Yeah, right. That's places. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't want to put all that weight or pressure on those copper pipes.
Exactly. And they don't make sure it's all insulated good and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody texted in, are you able to take pictures of the lateral where it connects to the main line and send them to a client?
If we can get the camera all the way down there, depends if the... depends on the situation of the sewer, because sometimes you can only get so far because of a problem. But if it's clear all the way there, yes.
Right.
Okay. All right. Wrap it up. We've got about 2 minutes left. What do people all need to know about your company?
So call capitalcares.com, our website. You can find out tons and tons of information there. You can schedule appointments. You can shop for new equipment. You can chat with us. You can book your own things there. Or call us at 262-220-7020. Bella's working today, so she'll be happy to answer any questions we didn't answer on here. We never close, so we're always there for you, and we actually truly work 7 days a week, so we always have people, you know, working and things like that. So we serve all of southeastern Wisconsin, and we're here to help you out with all your mechanical needs.
Okay. That's what you, pretty much no wraps big it up. Plans for Mother's Day?
Whatever my wife would like to do.
Yeah.
Oh. So I actually
just scored big.
I just saw a survey that said this is starting to sound, moms are starting to sound like dads. They don't want flowers. They don't want, what they want is to be, have a nice peaceful day to do nothing.
So who made up Mom's Day, Mother's Day in May? I mean, it's probably great in certain parts of the country, but around here, I mean, we're going to have a nice day tomorrow.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's going to be nice tomorrow.
But there's so many times that it's rainy, cool, or anything. So I hear that it's like, well, Dad's, you know, Father's Day is in June. It's nice and warm and everything. You guys
so we can go golf.
Go golf and everything. And, you know, they should have moved Mother's Day a little.
Well, maybe you should start a petition to move Mother's Day. Yeah.
No.
Not that invested?
No.
All right. Always good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good
thank
to see you guys.
For coming.
Good
we
to
do
see
this you too, Jason. Every week from 7 to 9. It is the Fix It Show. So check out the podcast if you missed most of what happened, if you're just tuning in. Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show coming in next. See you next week.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.